Among other things, customers are able to buy tickets for immediate travel, buy tickets for the future, buy advance purchase tickets, buy season tickets, buy tickets to / from any station, make seat reservations, pay for car parking, plan a journey with live journey update, customer account information. The machines issue tickets to paper or C2C smart cards. Within the travel card zone, they also sell Oyster top up and travel cards, including seasons, to Oyster. C2C staff, including those on gate lines, would receive further training and briefings about the machines and their full functionality. Not all tickets can be purchased from self-service machines, or on occasion self-service machines may not work, and sometimes ticket office windows aren't open due to resource issues. Under this proposal, existing customer arrangements would continue to apply, as C2C is not proposing any changes. C2C ticket app. C2C has also introduced a convenient passenger app which has been in proven operation since June 2021. Key features of this include loading tickets directly onto your smartphone. The C2C app allows you to load tickets into the wallet on your phone. Those tickets have a barcode. Irrespective of this consultation, barcode tickets will be in use across the C2C route during 2023, allowing concessions such as railcard users, child tickets, groups, and more to travel using these. Loading tickets directly to your smart card in the app. The C2C app uses technology in smartphones, it's known as NFC, Near Field Communication Technology, to read and load tickets onto customers' smart cards instantly. There is no need to wait 2 hours anymore before customers can head to the ticket gates. Customers simply open the C2C train travel app, hold their smart card against their phone to load and go. No booking fees. Unlike some companies, there are no hidden booking fees, or fees at all, when you buy train tickets through the C2C app or website. Plus, the app makes it easy to search, compare, and buy the cheapest ticket. It will automatically recommend the best value fare for your travel needs, all for no fees. Manage smart cards. Customers can hold their smart card against their phone to view and manage your tickets. Plan your journeys easily, get live travel information for all UK rail journeys, plus find out which platform trains leave from and track journeys in real time. Ticket offices. Ticket offices will be capable of selling the full range of tickets that are available from C2C ticket offices today, so that staff at Benfleet, Basildon, Grays, London Fenchurch ST and Southend Central will be able to retail tickets in the rare event that are not available via self-service means. Ensuring a safe and secure journey. C2C will continue to offer comprehensive security arrangements. C2C would continue to have Secure Stations Accreditation, SSA, for all 25 of C2C's managed stations. A team of dedicated British Transport Police, BTP, officers funded by C2C weekly tasking meetings with the dedicated BTP team to tackle issues and deploy resources more effectively. Parkmark security accreditation at all of C2C's car parks. Upgraded lighting and surveillance at stations to create a safer environment. Easy to use help points on platforms and on trains where customers can get up to date information. A dedicated CCTV suite which monitors our stations 24/7. Mobile security team 7 days a week, dedicated to patrolling stations and trains within dedicated groups of stations. These staff are Security Industry Authority, SIA, accredited. First to last staffing would be continued at the following stations: Barking, Basildon, Benfleet, Grays, Laindon, Limehouse, London, Fenchurch, ST, Southend, Central, Upminster, West Ham. At other stations, the newly introduced mobile security teams make regular patrols, to supplement police patrols and live CCTV monitoring. There are references above to Halo mobile security teams. First to last, these three subjects are not part of this consultation, which is about changes to ticket office opening hours. This background information is being provided to assist you assess how this consultation's proposals would impact on your journey. Maintaining other services. Accessible travel policy, ATP. None of C2C's ATP commitments would change as a result of this proposal. C2C will fulfill their commitments using station staff, mobile security teams and if necessary staff from neighboring stations. Advice for turn-up and go customers regarding their point of contact would be unchanged. Station staff, mobile teams, or neighboring station staff would be deployed to assist, as is the case now. Ensuring access to station facilities is maintained. C2C is not proposing to change access to waiting rooms or customer toilets as a result of this consultation. Access to these facilities would be ensured by a combination of station staff, mobile security teams and CCTV coverage. C2C monitors access to these facilities in light of vandalism and antisocial behavior data. This practice would continue. The table below shows how the tasks would be divided. Task: providing information to customers. How delivered at Dagenham Dock, Raynham and Perth. C/help point/leaflets. How delivered at other stations. Floor walker/gateline staff/sys/help point/leaflets. Key 4/availability of disabled toilets. How delivered at Dagenham Dock, Raynham and Perth. N/A. How delivered at other stations. Floor walker/gateline staff. Key 4/availability of general toilets. How delivered at Dagenham Dock, Raynham and Perth. N/A. How delivered at other stations. Floor walker/gateline staff. Key 4/availability of waiting rooms. How delivered at Dagenham Dock, Raynham and Perth. N/A. How delivered at other stations. Floor walker/gateline staff. Opening/availability of lifts. How delivered at Dagenham Dock, Raynham and Perth. Mobile team. How delivered at other stations. Floor walker/gateline staff. TVM replenishment, support, and maintenance. How delivered at Dagenham Dock, Raynham and Perth. Mobile team. How delivered at other stations. Floor walker/gateline staff. Cold weather procedures. How delivered at Dagenham Dock, Raynham and Perth. Mobile team. How delivered at other stations. Floor walker/gateline staff. Litter clearance and recycling. How delivered at Dagenham Dock, Raynham and Perth. Mobile team. How delivered at other stations. Floor walker/gateline staff. Phone charging points for access to emergency contacts. How delivered at Dagenham Dock, Raynham and Perth. N/A. How delivered at other stations. N/A. Complaints about the service/experience. How delivered at Dagenham Dock, Raynham and Perth. C/help point/leaflets. How delivered at other stations. Floor walker/gateline staff. Emergency response to incidents. How delivered at Dagenham Dock, Raynham and Perth. C/help point/leaflets. How delivered at other stations. Floor walker/gateline staff. Identifiable location for getting help. How delivered at Dagenham Dock, Raynham and Perth. C/help point/leaflets. How delivered at other stations. Floor walker/gateline staff. Visible staff presence for real and perceived safety and security benefits. How delivered at Dagenham Dock, Raynham and Perth. Mobile team, British Transport Police and CCTV. How delivered at other stations. Floor walker/gateline staff plus mobile teams, British Transport Police and CCTV. What is subject to consultation? This consultation is governed by the rules set out in the ticketing and settlement agreement. Therefore, only changes to ticket office opening hours, i.e. closure, are subject to consultation. C2C has provided background information about a wider range of topics. These include references to mobile security teams, floor walkers, self-service ticket machine, C2C app, tap and go. C2C has provided this information to help you evaluate how the proposed ticket office closures might impact on your journey. C2C plans to, or already has, introduced the above, irrespective of any changes to Schedule 17 ticket sale arrangements. C2C will introduce the proposed changes to the way train tickets can be purchased, i.e. closing ticket offices in some cases, subject to the outcome of this consultation. Questions and answers. How will the railway remain inclusive? C2C is committed to being inclusive. General assistance for those who need it would still be available without notice and in person, during the staffing hours outlined. In fact, we expect our staff will be more free and available to help. There are already circumstances when staff are not immediately available to assist. C2C's existing processes have been consulted with such circumstances in mind. All of our platforms and trains have a help point, which is linked to a member of C2C staff in our control room throughout all operating hours. These are also linked to 999 for emergencies.